Howdy folks, Ben Uyama here, helping you guys quit masturbation and porn for good. I am juiced and fired up to talk about the benefits of masturbation and what they're not telling you.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
If you do a simple Google search about the benefits or the drawbacks of masturbation, you're gonna get articles just like this one that talk about the benefits of masturbating. Let's go over that. The first article that comes up is healthline.com. It states that masturbation may help you relieve built-up stress, sleep better, boost your mood, relax, feel pleasure, relieve cramps, release sexual tension, have better sex, better understand your wants and needs. Okay, I'm not gonna discredit any of this. I think there is research that's going on behind this. However, what they're not telling us is that there are significant risks and downsides associated with developing a compulsive behavior over time. And that's not what they're considering here in these articles. The reality is that anybody that masturbates, which by the way is 91% of men and 78% of women, according to one study, the vast majority of people that masturbate also are watching porn at the same time. In fact, 75% of people that masturbate are watching porn at the same time, and therefore they are developing an addictive behavior in association with pornographic content. And that's another thing they're not talking about, is that most people are developing a severe addiction, and if you actually go down further to any of these articles, they always have a disclaimer. And that disclaimer states that if you have a compulsive behavior, then you should seek a professional. And they say, check for these common signs: a preoccupation with sex, masturbation, or porn that interferes with your daily life, an inability to control or stop a behavior, lying to cover up your behavior, obsessive ongoing sexual thoughts and fantasies, experiencing negative consequences because of your behavior personally or professionally, or feeling remorse or guilt after engaging in the behavior.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
Most people watching porn, masturbating even, are doing it compulsively, are doing it because they have lost control of it. I'm not trying to downplay the severity of a sex addiction. I understand. I do this professionally, guys. I talk with people all the time who are in severe porn and masturbation addictions. However, what I'm saying is that there is a reason that the vast majority of people that argue that masturbation is healthy are hearing a one-sided story. They're only hearing this small percentage of people that may experience some benefits of masturbating, and they're not considering the fact that the vast majority of people are developing a compulsive behavior over a long period of time. And that's not what these articles are keeping in mind in their assessment. It's like if I offered you pizza and I said, if you eat pizza every day, you will get vegetables, you will get protein, you will get dairy, you will get all of your nutrients that you need from pizza, and it will keep you alive. But at the same time, guys, the drawbacks of eating pizza every single day definitely outweigh the possible benefits that you might have. I hope this is painting a picture for you guys. You can decide, basically. What I'm saying is we should have a decision. Every person that's going to sex ed or reading an article online or watching a video should have a decision that is informed, that is factual, that is not one-sided and just talking about maybe you'll experience this, but at the same time, most likely you definitely will experience this, because the direction of the porn industry is that addictions are becoming more and more severe and people are becoming more and more addicted earlier on in life. So we have to educate properly so that you guys can make the right decision. If you decide to just masturbate, watch porn, keep it with you the rest of your life, that's your decision. You have to know that there are serious consequences for that. But if you guys are the very small percentage of people that I hope and trust that you are, that want to take this thing by the nuts and control it and have victory and rise above porn and masturbation, that's what I'm here for, you guys.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.